If you look at somebody's light go out tomorrow, there's nobody to fix them. It's to my clear understanding that the company that was employed has now ceased by the end of working day tomorrow, and we're going to be left now without a contractor in place. I have argued over the years with Donegal County Council that what I feel is the best interest of the public and taxpayers who are here to serve is to employ people directly instead of outsourcing this work, which outsourcing the work is a clear one objective, and that is to make profit and not to provide the service that we need. Health and safety is absolutely central. People are living on their own, and especially this time of year when the days now are creeping in to get shorter, I always find that a lot of people are in contact saying, look, such and such light is out. Can you please get it on, get it switched on? The time that we've seen over the years haven't always been the response that should have been there. And now that's no reflection whatsoever on the staff that have served as well within the company that was appointed. And I'd like to commend the staff, the two staff and others that were there. But the reality of it is for the public was that there were times we were left for years with lights in areas not being attended to, and that's not good enough. We as the Donegal County Council are not here to look after the interest of private companies and their profit. We're here to look after the interest of the public and to serve them the best we can. And I believe the best way to serve the public is to have direct employment instead of outsourcing.
The council hasn't given us any indication as to a time frame with regards to a new contractor coming in, taking over. Presumably it'll take some time for the contractor to familiarise themselves with the network in the county and what needs to be done. The council do say that they will brief elected members. As an elected member, have you been briefed? Have you a clearer picture as to what's happening?
No, I clearly haven't been briefed properly. I have been in talks with senior management over the last couple of months. I knew this was coming down the line, or we had a fair idea. And come the end of working hours tomorrow, that's it. We don't have any staff to fix any of the lights that are out. Now, we're talking not just about footpaths. We're not just talking about the one-off light outside somebody's house in a rural area. We're also talking about our piers and harbours as well. Our piers and harbours, which are a very dangerous place, it's a working place, it's a 24-hour working area, and also for ships coming in and boats coming in, these lights are hugely important. It's not good enough, it's nowhere near good enough, and no excuse is good enough to say to us or to me that we're working towards employing somebody we should be employing directly. This should never have been the case. Now, granted, the company, to my understanding, had pulled out, but we should never have been in that position. And having to wait now for maybe weeks, if not months, to get another company in place, that's not what the public expect. The public expect a service. They pay through it through their tax, and it should be there. Nowhere near good enough.